ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンボ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 6, Nihongo Dojo, The Curious Case of the Japanese Ramen Waiters.
Naomi desu.
Rebecca here. Today we're continuing with the storyline at the ramen place.
Fabrizio-san to Minami Natsumi-san ga ramen ya ni imasu.
Fabrizio and Natsumi are at a ramen place.
And while they're waiting for their food, they're talking about the restaurant.
そうですね。
In a previous lesson, we looked at how to say things or people are existing in a place.
あります、います。
And today, we're going to learn how to say where they're existing and how many there are. So how do we say that? Can you give us the basic structure, Naomi-sensei?
にがいます。
Somewhere に something or someone が
number
います。
はい。例えば、ラーメン屋に店員が10人います。
There are 10 staff in the ramen shop, in the ramen restaurant.
はい。
Have a listen to today's conversation and see if you can pick up this sentence.
みなみさん、このラーメン屋、店員さんがたくさんいますね。1人、2人、3人、4人、5人、6人、7人、8人、9人、10人。みなみさん、この小さいラーメン屋に店員が10人いますよ。
ファブリツヨ、し。
テーブルが1つ、2つ、3つ。テーブルが3つありますね。
ファブリツヨ、し。ファブリツヨ。
それから、椅子が1つ、2つ、3つ、4つ、5つ、6つ、7つ、8つ、9つ、9つあります。お客さんは南さんと私、2人です。この店は大丈夫ですか？
野菜ラーメンです。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
みなみさん、このラーメン屋、店員さんがたくさんいますね。一人、二人、三人、四人、五人、六人、七人、八人、9人、10人。みなみさん、この小さいラーメン屋に店員が10人いますよ。
ファブリツィオ、し。
テーブルが1つ、2つ、3つ。テーブルが3つありますね。
ファブリツィオ、し。ファブリツィオ。
それから、椅子が1つ、2つ、3つ、4つ、5つ、6つ、7つ、8つ、9つ、9つあります。お客さんは、みなみさんと、私、2人です。この店は、大丈夫ですか？
野菜ラーメンです。
今度は英語が入ります。
みなみさん、このラーメン屋、店員さんがたくさんいますね。
みなみさん、 In this ramen shop, there are a lot of waiters, aren't there?
1人、2人、3人、4人、5人、6人、7人、8人、9人、10人。 Minami-san, この小さいラーメン屋に店員が10人いますよ。
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Minami-san, in this little ramen shop, there are 10 waiters.
Fabrizio, shi!
Fabrizio,
shh. Table が1つ、2つ、3つ。テーブルが3つありますね。
Let's see. 1, 2, 3 tables. There are 3 tables, aren't there?
Fabrizio! Shh! Fabrizio!
Fabrizio, shush! Fabrizio!
それから、椅子が、1つ、2つ、3つ、4つ、5つ、6つ、7つ、8つ、9つ。9つあります。
And then chairs. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 9 of them.
お客さんは南さんと私、二人です。この店は大丈夫ですか?
As for customers, 南さん and me, there are 2 of us. Is this shop okay?
野菜ラーメンです。
Ahem, vegetable ramen.
Ramen は人気ですね。Ramen's quite popular in Japan, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. I think ramen is one of the most popular dishes in Japan. People line up for one bowl of ramen.
Have you ever done that?
はい、したことがあります。I waited for 2 hours.
Was it worth it?
Not really.
where was that?
新宿です。
新宿、うん、
新宿に有名なラーメン屋があります。
There's a famous ramen restaurant in 新宿。
はい。And it's, if you are hungry and if you waited 2 hours, you'd think anything is delicious. So I can't really tell their ramen was really good or not.
Maybe that's their secret.
そうかもしれない。
Everyone thinks it's delicious because they have to wait 2 hours before they can eat it and they're starving.
Good point! すごいね。でも、you'll see a long queue at the famous ramen restaurant.
Right, and it's not just ramen, is it? Because I've seen people lining up for, what was it? Donuts? Oh, yes.
Crispy, なんだっけ?
Crispy creams, yes. There was a line for the line.
そう。
You had to line up a little way away in a separate line before they'd let you into the line for the donuts.
そうですね。Crispy cream も新宿にありますね。
So in addition to the delicious ramen place, there's also Crispy cream in 新宿.
そうですね。
Good reason to go to 新宿. Let's move on to the vocab. First word.
ラーメン屋
ramen shop, ramen restaurant.
ラ、ア、メ、ん、や、ラーメン屋
starting low, going high on the second syllable, あ、staying high.
ラーメン屋
next,
小さい
small, little, tiny.
小さい小さい
starting low, rising on the second syllable, イfalling on the last syllable, e.
小さい
Next.
店員
Shop clerk.
店員店員
Starting low, going high, on the second syllable, ん staying high.
店員
Next.
テーブル
Table.
テーブルテーブル
Starting low, going high on the second syllable,え、staying high.
テーブル
Next.
椅子
chair.
椅子椅子
Starting low, rising on the second syllable, す
椅子
Next.
店
store, shop.
店店
Starting low, rising on the second syllable, せ Lastly.
たくさん
many, a lot, much.
たくさん、たくさん。
Starting low, rising on the second syllable ku, staying high.
たくさん
Let's have a look at the usage for some of the words from today's conversation. The first word we're going to look at is
たくさん
which means a lot or plenty of or many or much.
そうですね
There's lots of things.
たくさんありますね
Yeah, it has many meanings.
はい、
たくさん has たくさん meanings.So let's go back to where this appeared in the conversation. Could you repeat the sentence for us, please, Naomi-sensei?
お客さんがたくさんいますね。
There are a lot of customers, aren't there? So breaking down the items in this phrase, we have
お客さん
customer
が
subject marking particle
たくさん
a lot of
います
to exist
ね
a sentence ending particle which indicates the speaker's request for confirmationOr requests agreement from the hearer about some shared knowledge. And in other words, ne means isn't it or doesn't it or right?
Ah, yeah, yeah, tag question.
Yeah, like, there's lots of customers, aren't there? That's the aren't there is the ne. Mm, okay. Mm. The next word, we already kind of looked at this, I think, before. Ramen ya?
Ah, そうですね.
Which means a ramen restaurant or a ramen shop?
はい. Ya is a suffix.It means store or cellar or business place.
That's right. And it's a colloquial expression.
そうですね。So if we say 薬屋, that would be...
A pharmacist? A pharmacy, sorry. はい。The shop.
うどん屋?
うどん noodles shop or an うどん noodle restaurant.
本屋.
A bookstore.
そうですね。But 屋 is a suffix, so you can't use 屋 by itself.
Right. You can only stick it on the end of another word.
お店 means shop.
That is a standalone word. You can use お店 by itself, but not や by itself.
そうですね。お店へ行きます。
I'll go to the shops, or I'll go to the shop.
Yeah, but you can't say やへ行きます。
No, that doesn't make sense.
That sounds really strange.
Yeah. Naomi-sensei, do you have a favorite ラーメン屋?
ラーメンは好きですけど、I don't have any favorite ラーメン屋。What about you?
Well, no, actually, I don't either, but sometimes it's fun to go to the famous ramen ya, the ones where people line up for ages just to get a bowl.
そうですね。
And they sell out too sometimes. They only make a certain amount, and then if you don't get there in time, they're all gone.
そう、そうですよね。
Just near my university is a famous ramen ya san. It came top in the rankings. I don't know, did you see that program it was on?And on New Year's Eve, a couple of years ago.
Ah, yeah.
日本全国ラーメン屋さんランキングor something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. And anyway, the one that got number one happens to be near my university. And so, after that, there were just so many people lined up. You had to line up for 2 or 3 hours just to get in.
Mm,
yeah. So I've never actually been, but I can't go now because it's famous. So.Everybody's always lining up to go there.
Wow. Is that place still popular? Or?
Well, actually, I haven't had a look at it recently. So perhaps now, because it was a few years ago, perhaps now I could actually get a seat. But for a long time there, you couldn't.
なるほど。So, ラーメンは人気ですよね。
Especially people, it's like people who are ramen experts, you know?
います。ラーメンエキスパートがいるんですよね。
And they go around trying out all the different little ramen 屋さん all around Tokyo, don't they?
はい。And they give stars and stuff like,
Oh, like ranking. I bet there's a magazine for it. Is there, or probably more than one? You know, you can buy a magazine. Is that true? Like a gourmet magazine?
はい、いっぱいありますよ。
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like ramen, but I'm not quite that into it. Okay, so today's grammar point is the usage of somewhere に something が number あります。
そうですね。
So what's the example sentence?
この小さいラーメン屋に店員が10人います。
There are 10 staff members in this tiny ramen restaurant.
はい。この
this
小さい
small
ラーメン屋
ramen shop, ramen restaurant
に
in
店員
staff members or waiters
が
subject marking particle
10人
10
います。
Exist or to be. So just to recap the order for this particular grammar structure, we should note that it's the item, then が, then the number, then います or あります.
店員がいます。店員が 10人います。
Okay, so literally, staff members, 10 are. Is that how you would say it?
そうですね。
Mm. Okay, so again, the order is different to English.
はい。
Okay, so that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed the lesson. Don't forget to check out the PDFs, and we also have a video vocab.
あ、そうそうそうですよね。ビデオボキャブラリーがあります。
お楽しみに。
お楽しみに。
みなみさん、このラーメン屋、店員さんがたくさんいますね。一人、二人、三人、四人、五人、六人、七人、八人、九人、十人。みなみさん、この小さいラーメン屋に店員が十人いますよ。
ファブリツよ、し。
テーブルが一つ、二つ、三つ。テーブルが三つありますね。
ファブリツよ、し、ファブリツよ。
それから、椅子が、一つ、二つ、三つ、四つ、五つ、六つ、七つ、八つ、九つ、九つあります。お客さんは、みなみさんと私、二人です。この店は、大丈夫ですか？
野菜ラーメンです。